Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Stream.
Do the intro
first. It's podcast time. The Ben Herrera and Starlito Show. A Black River Studios podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, you're going to have to get it right, homie, because I'm about to start a podcast. Can you hear me? Get a ride home. I'm about to start a podcast. You're going to have to get a ride home. We'll go. See if you can get to your friend's house, and I'll go pick you up after the podcast. Go to your friend, the one on 14th Street. The one on 14th. Okay, let me know. Bye. Love you, bye. I knew he was going to do that as soon as I knew that was going to happen. Good thing nobody can hear us.
He's waiting.
What's up, everybody? It is Thursday night. Tonight we got this awesome, awesome show tonight because, you know, there's a big event coming up here in Holland on Saturday. So we got special guests. Go ahead and put them out there. We got Kingpin. What up, Kingpin?
What up?
That's we got good. DJ Sanu, a.k.a. Sam. What? You go by either name?
Either name.
Okay. Nice. We'll go by DJ. Because I always mess people's names up. Everybody knows that. So, and then we got Johnny O on tonight. Soon we're going to be giving him a call here in a little bit. But tonight we have an awesome episode that, you know, I've been actually looking forward to this because it's like, this is a big event for Holland because, you know, we got, you know, the legendary Johnny O that... I mean, if you've listened to music, dance party music, or, you know, because we were listening to his music actually on Amazon the other day. And I was telling Tracy.
It's on my playlist once a day.
Right. I was telling Tracy, I go, this is who we're going to have on the show. So I was playing some of his music. And she's like, I said, do you remember this? And I was like, I kind of do, but then I kind of don't. But then I'm like, actually, yeah, now that I heard the beat, I was like, oh, yeah, I have heard this music before. So that was pretty cool to play that music and then go, oh, we got Starlito on tonight. He says, what's up, y'all? I messaged you, Steve.
Sorry, bro. I have been going through a lot of things today, so I haven't really even been to my phone. So I'll check it once we're done here, though. Apologies.
All good. But, again, we'll be calling Johnny O here in a few. So go ahead and explain what you guys are, what your part is in the show.
What?
No. Not only the MC, the DJ, the promoter of the event coming up this Saturday at Park Theater. Basically,
one of the curator out. Of all the talent.
Just well, I was right? Just going to say something.
Just bring a lot of talent out from around the states. Got, you know. Sarastar, Sergio, Marty from the East Coast from Boston. You know, we got Kingpin here performing. We got Dara.
What up, Kingpin?
Yeah, couple DJs from the West Side. Oh, my boy Donald Tribe from Detroit is coming through.
I know. Yeah. Man, I
see Donald. Mr. Chow out in Grand Rapids here, local, you know. Trying to keep the party entertained with, you know, performances and music pretty much. If you like that old school freestyle hip hop throwback, then this is the place to be on Saturday night for sure.
That's exactly what. Yeah, that's the type of music I like. Oh, there he is calling us.
Let's get him on, man. We gotta get
here
him.
He is. Here he is, right here. Just go ahead and put him on. Let me Johnny. Actually, you might have to wear those headphones to hear him. I just realized that I don't have speakers on this computer. Hey, we're going old school. What up, Johnny? How you doing tonight?
What's going on?
Not much, man. We're just sitting here chilling, talking about the show on Saturday. getting everybody hyped up for it. And, you know, it's a big event for the Holland community. And, you know, to think like, oh, we got a legendary legend coming into Holland. So, nice. Yeah, we're excited. You know, I'm actually, I was playing your music on my Amazon thing in the kitchen. And, I was sitting there, I'm like, man, this music sounds familiar. You know, I couldn't remember it, but then when it started playing, I was like, oh yeah, I have heard of this before. But it's good music. It's good dance music. It's good vibe music. And, we're happy to have you here in Holland. So we got, DJ Sanuk. We got Kingpin in here in the house tonight.
Johnny, my brother,
so,
how you doing, man? It's been a minute.
What's going on?
I know it's been a while. I know we have a technical difficulty getting you on screen, but we want to let people know you're here. You're live on Black
City. I am alive. Number five is alive.
Man, I haven't heard that one in a while. Johnny Five. But we got Kingpin, obviously, in the house as well.
Kingpin.
I know. I was like, I used to have three headphones here, but.
I know, because I was going to say, Spider-Man's going to come and kick his booty soon. Spider-Man's going to come
kick your booty. So I have a couple questions that I want to ask you, because it's...
I know you're busy, so we're trying to get through this.
Yeah, we know you got a lot going on.
Go ahead, man. Ask me the questions.
Okay, so I got one that's called... It goes, music compared to now and the 90s, how do you feel is different? What do you feel is different?
It's majorly different. Some, you know, in the music of old, it was very, you know, emotional, you know, very, very personal. Some of it was fun and stuff.
Yep.
Today's music is too political.
Yes.
It is too, in some cases, it crosses over into the darkness that I've never seen before in my entire career. I've been doing this for 45 years, and I've been a breakdancer before that for 4 years, very famous breakdancer. And I've never seen music turn this way, you know, and where it's gotten so dark and you know, and stuff like that, and political, you know, involving record labels and even some giant platforms that are, you know, making billions and trillions of dollars and struggling artists ain't making nothing. That's not fair.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
It's true.
You know, because I look at music now is that, you know, because I remember a episode of Prince. He was on a talk show and they were asking him, you know, how much if I bought one of your albums, how much money do you get out of that? And he goes, well, if you're selling the album for $14.99, I get a dollar out of it.
That's right.
And it's like, you know, you're doing all that music and you're not even getting that much, you know.
Exactly. That's exactly so, right. I remember I was in the office with Marvin Schlachter and Mickey, and they wanted me to extend my contract. And I said, okay, I want a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you were giving me 4 cents according to your contract. 4 cents, guys. That's what I was making. And then I told him I want a dollar. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. What we'll do is we'll give you 10 cents for 2 more years. And I told him to shove it.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
So many words, shove it. I said, and I walked out of the office. That was the end of Johnny O and Mic Mac.
Yep. So, I mean,
I wondered that.
Yeah,
I was did wonder about that.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's how it happened. I mean, my career, because Mic Mac had a lot of bad, you know, let me tell you, it's a grandfather of freestyle music and dance music in general, and I respect that.
Yeah.
But they had some bad deals, man. They were cutthroat all the way.
Right.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yep.
It's true.
It is true. I mean, it's just, to me, it's like, you know, you would think like, because, you know, a lot of these people are all, man, they must be rich. They make all kinds of money, blah, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like, they got to work their ass off for what they're getting. Oh, so it's like.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, you know, I respect the music industry in a lot of ways because, I mean, I'm not a music guy. I mean, I obviously listen to music, but, you know, and I'm not one to shy away to tell somebody, your music sucks.
Yeah.
You know, because I like all kinds of music, but so far everybody that I've heard is, you know, is good. So it's like,
The difference between me and my genre of music being then the 80s, and you know that, and this is very cliche what I'm about to say, 80s music is very one hit wonders.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know that. It's like, yeah. Exactly. I was watching MTV today, and I was watching Depeche Mode, and I was watching all these different groups, and they had one or two hits and three hits, you know. But the majority of every other artist was one hit wonder. Mm-hmm. Rick Ashley and this one and that one and this.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, these are all one hit wonder. And then, you know, recently I had an interview where a guy said, you know, it's funny, Johnny, you're not a one hit wonder. You've had about 15 hits. About four of them hit Billboard, and I said, yeah. And I said, yeah. And they go, man, you keep on dropping them, and they're good. And I'm like, yeah. But he goes, what's the difference? Why can't you get it on radio today? It's because radio's biased.
Yeah.
Radio's about the money. Radio's about the politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's it's all about. So, you know, they want the Taylor Swifts. They want the Bruno Mars. They want this. They want that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So, you know, my legs ain't that good looking anymore. So they don't want me no more. So yeah. That ain't working out too much.
I don't think any of our legs look good nowadays. So let me ask you this one then, because it goes to the part of, you know, your music's all over the world, you know, and so what, and I'm sure you've played all over the world. So the question to that is, what is your favorite location for you that you've played in?
Germany.
Oh, okay.
Why is that? I go to Germany a lot. I'm tooting my horn because I'm a humble man. Everybody can tell you, DJ mm-hmm. Snoop can tell you, and everybody knows me. I'm very humble, mm-hmm. but I'm Michael Jackson in Germany. I'm like Michael Jackson. I'm like the David Hasselhoff of UK.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
If you know, that guy can hardly sing, man. Baywatch, boy, that boy sucks. But, man, he's like Michael Jackson in UK, boy. You can't touch him. So I'm like Michael Jackson. When I go out there, I sell out stadiums. And people love me. I mean, the culture, the food, the government. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody loves me out there. It's beautiful. I mean, I love mm-hmm. Germany. And second one would be Colombia. Colombia,
okay.
They recently did something that I want to share with you guys. Mm-hmm. So I go to Colombia and I got a contract to do 20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
3 minutes, right? I get paid with money, right? So I got paid stupid money. I mean, stupid money.
Right.
So I went out there and I'm happy and I'm about to finish my 20 minutes, and then the guy comes up to me and says, in Spanish, he says, that's it? Goes, yeah, we're good. He goes, no, I need an hour. Mm. What do you mean you need an hour? I want an hour. And I said, okay. And then, so I looked at my partner and I said, you know, let's just do it, bro. So I got humbled and I just did it, you know, because he paid me big bucks anyway. So I did it. Then the hour passes and I'm drenched in, I'm soaking, and I sang almost half my catalog, and oh, wow. I'm walking off stage, and the guy comes up and says, I need another hour.
Oh, wow.
And jeez. I said, another hour? Well, are you kidding me? So then my road manager was like calling on the phone with New York, for Florida, and talking to my manager. And then my manager had a brainstorm. He says, bro, just hit him with a big number. I say, okay. Yep. So we go up to the guy and say, hey, look. He goes, you want another hour? It's going to cost this. And you know what the guy did? He said, you got it.
What? Oh, my God. Dang,
my heart said yes, but my mind said no. That's Kelly right there. What's
wow. That's freaking badass.
So I ended up doing a two-hour show. I did my entire catalog.
Nice.
Yes. I was singing songs I didn't even know the words were.
that's actually something. I'm going to add that question. Did you ever get on stage and forget one of your songs?
Yes, I have. Okay. Like a third of the catalog. But I forgot half of it. People crazy. Reminded me. They were screaming everywhere. And I was like, okay, that's what's next. Okay.
That's crazy. That'd be like an actor forgetting their lines and everything.
No, that's
like
that. Why you got the fan base that knows the lyrics to most all your songs.
They do. They sang them, you know. They sang. Right there. Mm-hmm. I only have the and some of the parts that I didn't remember the words. I just pulled that mic out. My man is just looking at me going, hey, what are you doing, boy? You a psycho.
Right. That's
actually what you can do now. You know, like, I mean, you don't have to do it Saturday, but.
I'd come after y'all, but I'll chase you down.
Right, there you go. No, I'll just say, if you do forget the words, just point the microphone out to the stand. I'll sing it for you.
Then you'll know.
Yeah,
you'll
bring,
like, oh, you'll knock me out in the next show. Yeah. Did you see Donnie on section 5? He forgot the lyrics. That guy's getting old.
Right. No, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to the point in your career where you're allowed to do that, so you're fine.
Yeah, so, I get you. I've heard Billy Joel, and a lot of people say they forgot literally. I'm like, oh, my God, Billy Joel?
You know who? Okay, because I remember I'm a big Def Leppard fan.
Oh, so, me too. I'm into rock and roll.
Oh, man. I remember I was watching one of their, like, little documentaries, and they started playing a song that the lead singer was like, started singing something different. And they all look at each other, and they're like, what are you doing? It was funny. It was hilarious.
I love it.
So another question that we have, we got four questions, so this is the third one. So are you putting any new music out?
Oh, yes. I'm doing a lot of new music. I got a whole album finished. Oh, it's nice. All complete. I have almost 15 songs done already.
Nice.
But the thing about it is don't know what to do. Mm. We're undecided whether we want. We're not going to do an album and drop it because that's a waste of time. Doesn't happen. This doesn't exist today.
Right.
So, you know, we'll probably drop an EP of three songs or six songs, and then it's eclectic. I have some songs blues. Mm. I have some freestyle, and I do have Christian, contemporary songs.
Nice. That's cool.
Which is, you know, very good. I have a song called In the Shadow of the Almighty. I just recently dropped it, and it's doing super well because it's a Psalms 91 record, and everybody that's in the faith knows Psalm 91 is a really strong song for a person's faith.
Yep.
And it's a great song. It's a great song. And then on the flip side, I have Upside Down, a song called It's Blues. And I sang it for my band recently because we were rehearsing. And they wanted to know about that record. And when I sang it, they were like, oh, my God, Johnny, this is like a Billboard hit. I said, I know. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping that one will do some really good moves in the industry. Okay. We already showed it to Universal. Oh, and we had Sony Music. Well, let me tell you a story. True story. We were finishing up the vocals to In the Shadow of the Almighty, which is a contemporary Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on something. And a guy from Sony Records walked in, from Sony Latino.
Oh,
and he walked in, and he was working with the owner of the studio. He has a whole big band, a Spanish band, dropping this whole album. And then he turns around and he listens to my song.
Mm.
And he's just standing there quietly. And then my manager, he's also my producer, Saul.
Yeah.
He finishes he gets a break, and the guy goes, can you do me a favor? He goes, yeah, sure, sir. And he goes, play that again.
Hmm.
So he plays it again, and then the guy goes, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm from Sony Latino. And my manager was like, oh, snap, nice to meet you. So then he goes, this is a mega smash. This is a masterpiece.
Nice.
And he goes, so what I'm going to do is this. And that's the part that gets me. He goes, I want you to get 300,000 likes, not listens, likes.
Yeah, likes. Yep.
And then we'll talk.
Hmm.
So we're just dropping the record starting in January of 2026. So we're going to put some money into it, and we're going to see what happens.
Nice. That's cool. Awesome. Congratulations on that one.
Real quick, you said you're dropping some new freestyle music?
Yes, sir.
So,
yes,
sir. Man, I just want to know, because, like, when you drop new freestyle music, man, like, is it going to be, like, the same type of beats?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring the old class.
Like old but new.
Yeah, old but new, exactly. Like the disco.
Exactly.
You know, man, other than the disco that everybody loves today is the old, but they made it new. But it's amazing. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to reinvent freestyle because too many people are doing it today, and it's nice. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great songs out there, but nothing is like the TKAs, what the Johnny O's, like the Noels. Nothing. Huh. So the only thing is that somebody challenged me to it, and I said, okay, I'm going to smack you in the face with it.
I've been saying this for years.
I'm gonna bring, I'm a, Yeah, and I'm not going to be political. I'm going to be old bubblegum love.
There you go.
Yes. Gonna, oh, thank yeah, you. That's it. Thank that's you. It. Hey, no, no, honestly, man, it's like, I've always wondered that. I'm like, why isn't nobody sticking to the formula, but just
no,
being
no.
The
beats? Everybody's like, trying to.
And
they're trying to they're trying to reinvent the wheel, bro. That's the problem. Exactly. You can't reinvent the wheel. Leave it alone. And you can make it digital, and you can make it, you know, you can, but leave the wheel alone. That's the problem when you're touching the wheel too much.
Right. Right. I guess it takes one of the masters to just finally come home and say, like, hey, no, you know what, like.
Yeah.
This is what we did.
This is what we did. This is how it's going to be.
Exactly.
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to drop it.
That's what's lost in these people nowadays is like the love part of it. Like, everybody's too cool to be in love or to.
You
know, and that's what made that music so good.
Yeah. Classic. For sure. So, you know, original. I know. Don't worry, I got you, Papa. I got you.
I'm excited now.
So that's what the.
I got you. That'll be in March.
Fantasy
I'm gonna drop it in March because we gotta put the and there's two different markets, so you don't have to worry about nothing crossing over. The contemporary is gonna be completely mass because that market's that's a $1 billion market. I don't know if you know that. It's a $1 billion market. So
like I tried to redo a freestyle song. I tried to redo Spanish Fly Treasure of My Heart. And I did it with a buddy of mine that can sing really well, Ricky Valens, and I just did the rapping part on it. And we kept it all about love. You know what I mean? Like it was just like
it was
love. It's like a ballad.
Yeah.
So it was a different take on it. I didn't get the straight up 80s beat vibe that I wanted, but the beat that we got was really good. And he can really sing. He was a Tejano Artist of the Year in 2022.
That's dope.
And he sings for the Cumbia Kings.
Okay.
And
that's it. His name sounds familiar.
Yeah, Ricky Valens, and we did that song, and it was just because I grew up on your music. I grew up, and so when I heard that beat, I was like, man, this is. I talked to him. I was like, you ever listen to freestyle music growing up? He's like, yeah. Can we redo some of this? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, what was your favorite one? And that happened to be one of his that just came.
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to do. You know, just get down with some. Real classical beats and then do it up, you know, just with some nice, really strong hip-hop songs. And stuff. I mean, it would be dope. It would be incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I always wanted to blend those two genres and then kind of bring them into, a perfect unity. I mean, to me, freestyle music is its own, but it also was, like, hip-hop to me as well, you know, just the way it got people
It was originally Latin hip-hop when it first changed into the freestyle lane. It was a Latin hip hop. It was competing with hip hop, but of course, hip hop took off on its own, you know, escapade and became an empire, and the Latin hip hop just faded away.
Cause here in Holland, there was a huge. I mean, growing up, that's what we listened to was freestyle music. Like, I mean, we were in the cassette shops buying like DJ Eddie B House and DJ Juan, Two Big Jumping Perez, like all their mixtapes just to get your guys' songs, but like. Yep. The biggest thing to us was everybody was breakdancing to it, and it was Latin free. It was Latin hip hop.
Yeah, no. That was my second home, Chicago. That's my
Chicago,
second home.
Yeah,
all of it. The Emporium and all that crap. I was always there. I was constantly being there, man.
I mean, I'll be honest, man. It's crazy to even get to speak with you because, your music was transferred to me. Like my family was like always listening to freestyle music, and it was a big part of my life growing up. I mean, like your catalog with you, Cynthia, TKO, like just all of everybody, man. Like I could sit there till this day. I listen to.
If I was to tell you a story, I know you guys will believe me, but most people in the radio and every day would be that guy's exaggerating. One time it was me and Cindy, because Cindy's my backup.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Cindy was together. We go and do Dream Boy. We were the headliners in New York City at a huge casino. And then we're in the back. I'm getting makeup done. Cindy's already rehearsing. And we're getting ready to, you know, start our show. And the bouncer comes up to me. He says, Johnny, I got to talk to you. I said, what's up? He goes, the Kardashians here. I said, stop with the Kardashians. Bro, get out of my face. What are you drinking? Stay away from the drugs. He said, no, Johnny, I'm serious. I said, are you serious, bro? He goes, can you come with me? They want to meet you. And they like Cindy, but they came for you. I said, "Are you, bro? I'm gonna beat you up as big as you are." I said, "You're a freaking gorilla. I'll knock you out." So I went out there, and there was the mom and the sister.
Oh wow!
What?
And I was like, "I can't." I said, "Hi," and they were like, "Johnny, we love you." And I said, "You love me?" And I said, "I watch your show. I love you." And they gave, me a big hug, and they were like, "We love your music. That's we really crazy. Do." And I said, "Oh my gosh!" And we took pictures and everything. Then Cindy came out, and she goes, "What the baloney is going on here?" Like, believe me. Yeah, for real, the Kardashians came to us. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
I know our music is ginormous. You got Fat Joe singing it. You have Jennifer Lopez, you know, promoting us. Never went anywhere, but she tried. Yeah. You know, it's out there, man. It's out there. Our music is ginormous. It's just this industry is so biased towards us. I don't know what we did. Yeah,
I don't know why.
So I got a couple people that are watching that they, I just want to announce their names. We got Starlito. He's actually the co-host. He's under the weather right now, but he'll be back. We got Ray Crook, who's owns basically a venue in Grand Rapids that you could possibly perform in one of these days. Let's see. We got Jonathan Ruff. He's a friend of ours. So we got a lot, you know, we have people that are ready for this show and coming up. Actually,
watching all the way from Laos, bro.
Yeah.
All the way from Laos. He's in Laos.
So, I mean, see, and that's the thing is like all of us here in Holland are excited. So what do you think about coming up to Michigan for the first time?
Yeah, I've been to Michigan.
Okay, Holland then.
I don't know. It'd probably be the first time or maybe a couple of times, but I love it up there, man. But guys are cold, bro. You got to warm it up a little bit for me.
Well, today it was 46. It melted some.
Okay, that's decent.
Yeah.
I one time went into Chicago, right, in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know that it's not a myth, right? When the wind goes through your bones.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That was I thought that was a myth.
I thought it was a myth. Okay.
So what happened was, I come down from the hotel room. My sweetheart's with me, my wife. Mm-hmm. We're hungry. You know, we got these thin jackets. So we go to the side of the wall of the building, but we're not aware of what's coming out on the other side of the wall.
Right.
And when I turned, my brother, and I went into that wind. And as God is my Lord and Savior, it went into my jacket, through my skin, and into my home. Bro, I went into that. I was like, I did a cameo of the Flash. I was right in my bedroom under the blanket sleeping. All right.
It was already the next day.
It was crazy, man.
That's funny. You know, that is true though. But actually, well, from growing up in the Midwest, you know, back in the winter days. And I'm sure you guys remember this, walking backwards because the wind wasn't hitting your face.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I've done that before. In New York, I did.
Yep, exactly. That is
fun.
That's crazy, too, to even think, like, do people actually do that? Yes, we do that.
Yes, we do. It's the truth. I've done it my last time. We walk backwards. It's crazy cold.
Yeah, it is. It's well, like I said, today it was 40s, which to us is a warm-up.
Yeah, it's a warm-up.
So,
yeah, oh, right.
There was actually a meme that I saw that for Michigan that said it was 20 degrees last week, but once it hit 30, it was beach weather.
So, that's crazy.
And you may still be able to break out a fur coat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta sit
in your closet, like, no, I can't wait.
It's either that, I'm gonna go on Amazon and say, well, let me see if I can get this grizzly jacket over here.
Right.
And then get this grizzly bear jacket.
I've seen the wild coats.
Yeah, big time, man. You don't even see my face. Hey, Johnny, you there?
Yeah. Right.
Who's there singing real good music right now?
You only see gloves, sunglasses, and just all fur.
Oh, man.
So we do have the poster up right now, talking about Saturday's show. Mm-hmm. Let me put this on the
monitor. Who else is performing besides myself?
Well, we got my partner's in Columbus, Ohio, that's coming up. His name is Ciroc Star. He's one of the big Asian artists that travels around. Also Sergio, which is one of my partners out there. Then we got Kingpin here that's sitting in the studio.
Yes, sir.
And my other guy, Marty Hustle from Boston, he was flying in.
Nice.
And then
we got Dara.
Dara was a local here too.
Yeah. I'm gonna be hitting the stage with Dara and my homeboy Lazy Lope. We're gonna be doing a song we just did too.
Nice.
Yeah, and then a couple of DJs, Nano too, back from Detroit, and then Mr. Chow from Grand Rapids, local here too. So.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, we're gonna have a lot of fun.
It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be really cool.
That's dope. That's dope. We'll have a good time. We're gonna have a good time.
I actually had somebody ask, actually, Starlito asked me, or asked, you should perform with Dutch shoes on.
Who me?
Wooden shoes.
I don't think you know about Holland being Dutch.
The Holland, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And Holland. I know the Dutch. The Dutch shoes is the wooden one. The wooden
yeah,
the
wooden exactly.
Shoes. He better not be in the front of the stage when I do my kick.
That's how you're gonna knock somebody out with those things. But, that would be crazy to catch that on video, though.
I got wooden shoes with Nike swooshes on.
we'll have Kingpin bring them.
Yeah. Get Phoenix on the side.
Make sure you got to wear like 6 pairs of socks, though. So you can fit them.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's cool. So obviously, you know, we got this big event coming up Saturday at the Park Theater, 248 South River Ave, right here in Holland. I mean, I'm excited. It's going to be a freaking blast. It's going to be one of those, you know. I mean, it's just awesome to have you here, man. It's
a long time coming for this type of event to come through.
Absolutely.
Special shout out. Thank you, Martini Vodka, for putting it on, for being on the roster, for doing this for us.
Thank you, too. Yes.
Not only they love freestyle, that's why they wanted to do this, you know.
It's humbling.
The right places to do it at a certain time, so.
And I just want to say thank you so much from my heart, being so humble to call. It could have called anybody to call me, and I really am humble. Thank you. And thank you for the extra check. No, I'm just kidding. I tried, man. I got to get paid, man. This is crazy.
Yeah, of course.
I take coupons. I take coupons.
Hey, so Luke gave you the check for that grizzly coat.
Somebody got paid for it, man. I take coins. I take silver dollars.
Actually, another person said, Ray Crook says, bring some of that heat with you, Johnny. we need at least 60 degrees.
I'll bring it. The moment I take the cap off, it's going to take
it's going to release and be gone.
It's going to turn into ice cubes.
Exactly. That is true. That might happen. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool. And yeah, you know, we're excited. Again, you know, these guys right here in front of, well, you know what? Let me put them back on camera real quick. These guys right here, you know, got this together, got this,
thank you.
This podcast together.
Asian, Latino.
You know,
we got that love for that freestyle.
Oh, yeah. Rice and beans.
And the spare rib and the wonton soup.
Yo, let me tell you something weird, because in Modesto, California, which I just finished doing about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I haven't been in Modesto in a long time. The club was sold out, and it was half Latino and half Asian.
That's the time it's going to be here this time.
Yeah, and that probably is going to be like that here.
My Asian people love me, and I love them, and there is no stopping us when it comes to freestyle. I know, that's what I'm saying. I am so blessed, you know, so it's going to be crazy. They know how to party, so we're going to have a great time.
Hennessy, and
tequila. He said, yo, Hennessy, let him in.
Water and tea for
Johnny. He got my phone number.
Yeah. You see what Starlito just said? Hey, do you take EBT? That's what Sterling just
said. You take EBT? No, I have cupones.
Hey, we got Lazy Loke on. We got Lazy Loke tuning in. What up, Lazy Loke? He's performing, right? Yeah, Lazy Loke. You and him are performing? All right. You want to explain that real quick so people... Oh, wrong camera. Right there. There you go.
Now we got Lazy coming through. Dara... Me, Dara, and Lazy recently recorded a new song. It's a dope club vibe, and they're excited. And, you know, we got it all together, and we thought that this would be the perfect opportunity to premiere it. So we're going to premiere the song by performing it, and then after that, we're going to release it.
Dope. Nice.
On platform. So
But yeah, that's great.
Trying to keep it in that, you know, all the songs that we chose to do are, you know, to be in that same vein of like, you know, just love, having fun, and
yeah,
you know, just party, mm-hmm. you know, good party yeah. vibes.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? What's up? Yeah, so...
sweet and sour tamales.
I know, as we saw that.
Sweet and sour tamales.
That actually sounds good.
I know. Make me hungry over here.
So who's bringing the tamales?
Nando, I guess. He's the one who brought it up.
I know what
right, that's true. Oh, yeah. Who brought that up? Oh, yeah. Then he has to bring them then. So anything else you guys want to say? We got what...
Oh, no. Cyrex Star. I mean, the show is going on this Saturday. If you haven't got your tickets, there's still a few left at the box office. Yeah. You need to go grab them over there. Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on
it. Don't sleep on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go by Friday. Absolutely. I'm going to get that phone call. We sold out. I'm going to be so happy.
Cool. So, anything else you want to say, Johnny? Before we log out,
I want to say thanks to all my fans for nearly 45 years on stage. You know, I've done Carnegie Hall, I've done the Apollo Theater twice, I've done Madison Square, and my ultimate dream, I've done it twice, Radio City Music Hall. So, you know, I've it's been a healthy career. I'm not done because next year I'm getting into acting, so it's gonna be fun. And stuff. So it's going to be exciting to see where I'm going to go with my career. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So, you know, but I can't wait to see you guys Saturday. Get your tickets early, you know, and hang in there. We're going to have the ultimate Christmas party, man. So it's going to be awesome.
Nice. So you say you want to be an actor, or you're going to be acting?
Yeah. I've been doing method acting for 3 years training, and the worst part about it was when I had a role in place, and then guess what happened? 2020 happened.
Of course.
And it killed everything. Killed the market. It shut down Hollywood. Shot everything. That's how it's going.
So I write
and start all over again.
I write movies, so I might be thinking about some roles.
Hey, I'm on the serious tip. You got me. We just got to talk to my agent and make things happen.
I got some good ideas. Cool.
Mary Jane, let her go.
No. That's
funny. It's the tamales. No, leave it
down. Cool. All right, man. Well, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday with the performance and with everybody on stage.
You got it, guys. Thank you so much, man.
All right. Well, we'll tune in. We'll let you go so you can get to what you were doing.
Thank you, my brother.
DJ Sanuk has to get going as well. So you guys all, you know, you drive safe wherever you go. You be safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon. For
sure. All right, my brother. Have a great night, and thank you so much. Thank you, guys. See you Saturday, babies. Let's do this. All right.
All right, see you soon.
Take care, Ben. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. All right, so let's get a hold of... Let me see if I can get a hold of him. Is he? Oh, I got a friend. I got to message him.
What up, Lazy? Ready for Saturday, bro? You got to kill that stage, man. Shout out my dog, Lazy, Omar, De Niro.
Yeah, I'm just finding out right now he's getting on stage. What the heck is going on here, man? I'm supposed to get guaranteed by everybody's approval.
You approve it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be all right.
Let's see if he answers.
All right, let's put on our next guest, man. Let's see if he picks up the phone. So, Rock, if you're watching right now, pick up your phone.
Yeah, we're video chat. I don't know. He's answering. He'll see a missed call, and he'll call us back. Oops. All right, so... You guys want to talk a little bit about the show again for the ones that are just tuning in? Hold on.
Freestyle music, man.
There we go.
We grew up on that.
Exactly. That's why I'm like.
It's not too many chances you get to go to see a living legend perform the catalog and
in your hometown.
In your hometown and jam out to that.
Exactly. That's why I was like, this is a big event that people need to realize is that. This type of stuff is like stuff that we've been waiting for. Like, you know, back when we were kids, we were always thinking, man, why doesn't anybody come to Holland?
You know, there's only been one.
What's that?
Luda Susie was the only one that came to Holland.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I remember she was performing downtown.
Yep.
And they lift me up on somebody's shoulders. Lift me up. Put me up to the stage.
I remember that her coming, but I wasn't there when it happened.
Yeah, 104.5 was the only sponsor for that.
Yep.
I think I remember that. Those are the two. The girl, One Voice, and Little Susie were the only two that came through.
That's what I mean. Like,
but you just don't hear about all the other artists, you know, Cynthia, Judy Torres, you know, TKA, Stevie B. Don't forget him because he's one of the big boys, you know, K7, you know. Lanier, the list goes on, man.
Yeah,
Buffy.
Exactly. So. You know, and it's funny because I remember because we were always thinking like, why is everybody going to Allegan County? Allegan County Fair, and I was like, why doesn't anybody ever come to Holland Ottawa County Fair? Which is weird because you would think that they would get more people here.
Because they want to do the motor.
Yeah, they want to do the we got to break.
But at the end of the day. Holland, man, we're putting on one hell of a show for you.
Mm-hmm.
This dude over here, he's been wanting to do this for a long time. I remember sitting there hearing him tell me about it, and he said, one day we're going to get it together, and he got it together, and I mean, look who it is, Johnny O, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, you need to thank Zena Baca for that, man.
You know what I mean? But,
there's more shows coming up. I mean, I can't talk about it too much, but I told this guy about it already next spring. there's another bit of something in store in spring, it's
that's
gonna be pretty crazy.
But I'm just excited as a fan of the genre of the music to see this. And also, I was just actually talking about this with Jamie and Asia. I was like, yo, I'm excited to see these other artists in person come up,
Right.
I've heard their music. I've seen Rock Stars videos. I've seen Marty Hustle. I actually now got to meet Dara and do a song with Dara. Right. You know what I mean? And he's local, but
to
see them and the energy they bring coming out of town, it's always just so dope to see other artists. You know what I mean? Cause it's always a chance to network, collaborate.
Right.
That's the thing.
I mean, I'm excited for Holland to have something like this.
For sure.
You can do your regular hip hop shows, but a party vibe this time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So serious.
It's almost like, you get those shows sometimes where people are just sitting there, and you're like, no, what are you doing? I mean,
shout out to Park Theater, man.
Yeah.
Chad, Brandon, Jer. Mitch, everybody over there, Juan, letting the building host this, letting it happen, it's major. So, big salute to the Park Theater for that, too.
Right, exactly.
Big shout out to
be the best Christmas party we're going to talk about. And next year, we're going to talk about Last Christmas.
That's true, because then we'll be like, remember last year when we did this?
Shoot.
Let's top that.
That's a guy. Ciroc's tied up. He won't be able to make it.
Oh, that's fine.
That's cool.
No biggie. We'll get him on the next one.
For those who don't know who's coming, we got the whole HMG music group coming through. No, not all of them, but majority of them. Ciroc Stars, HMG Sergio, Marty Hustle, Dara, Nana Too High, Mr. Chow, Kingpin here, is going to be performing on stage. I'm going to be on the mic. We're going to live it up.
Nana Too High?
Yep.
So you guys want... how much footage do you want?
Oh, yeah, there's something impressed, man, because we're gonna have video guys shooting. It's gonna be a movie. Put it that way.
Cool, cool.
Because we have if you're shooting, we got other guys shooting too.
Yeah, I got. I use this because that's easier to use.
Yeah.
I got rid of my cameras.
It's crazy.
I have videographer coming too.
Yeah, everybody needs it. Everybody wants a behind the scene for this one because they don't want to miss it. This is one
exactly.
And I'm happy, I've been in this community, been in West Michigan for so long, and I grew up in Holland,
Yeah.
Graduated out of here, so, I'm still back representing.
He's supposed to be retired. Yeah.
Retired. Keep calling him. No, you don't get to retire.
I am retired. Actually, yeah. You know, it's no longer DJ Snug. It's MC Snug.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then next year, I'm going to drop the MC and just put Snug.
Snug.
I'm going to be a rapper. Like everybody else. Everybody wants to be a rapper.
I need a feature.
I know. I'll do 2 bars. I'm doing 2 bars only.
Wait. 2 bars. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. That's a wrap.
That's it. Right. Yeah.
Hey,
you just start packing up and where are you going? I'm done. I said 2 bars.
Yeah. But I gotta get out of here too. I mean, I appreciate your time, you know, Ben. I gotta start, you know,
thank you for stopping by. Thank you for, you know, putting this together. Again, Holland's definitely in need of something like this because it's, when's the last time it happened? What'd you say? 1992? No, I'm just kidding.
Pretty much, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been decades.
But y'all, if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. It's 25 in advance, 30 at the door. Don't be paying that extra $5
because you're lazy. Yeah.
And there's not many left. I can tell you that at the box office too. So, you know,
okay.
If you know Park Theater, capacity is limited.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh yeah, for sure.
VIP is all sold out. I can tell you that right now. And then
cool.
You know, the advanced tickets that we had out is sold out. So whatever's you know, there's not many left. I already know. So get your tickets before Friday.
There you go, guys. Get your tickets. Here, let me show that banner or that poster one more time.
Yep. And you know, event starts at 7 o'clock's open for the public. All the VIPs get to go in early, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, 7 o'clock party, you know, starts 7. So come on through. You
cool.
Know, if you get there early, start drinking because, you know, the party ain't.
I know, right? Start drinking already. Start drinking, but not too much so you can still enjoy the show.
So, but yeah. Johnny's got something in store for us, and it ain't going to be a short performance. I can tell you that right now. So
cool. He
already talked on this interview podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's he wants to perform, and he told me he wants to perform. So
there you go.
Get a whole full catalog of his performance. It's going to be crazy. You know?
Heck yeah.
So my breath is going to run out, you know, because, you know, I'm going to be backup singer for him. So. Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Cool. I got something for y'all, too. So just know that I'm going to be in the building. I'm going to tear it down. Shout out my homeboy Dara. Shout out Lazy Lope. We got that new song coming out.
I can't wait to hear it. So
we're going to premiere it out there for y'all. It won't be available on streaming platforms until after. Yeah. So we're going to tear it down. You know what it is. Trust
you guys got the preview. Do.
Trouble Sons, Dara.
There you go.
HMG.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, let's go ahead and call it a night because I'm sure everybody's got to get to bed. So
I need to go watch this game and check on my parlay.
Wait, who's playing?
Here we go,
Rams
again.
And the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and call it a night so he can go check his parlay. Oh, yeah. That's funny. We're both wearing the Lions shirt. I'm wearing my Lions shirt.
I didn't get the memo, so I would have worn it. I know, right?
All right, everybody, have a good night. We will see you. Don't forget, Saturday night. It starts at 6 you said?
6 or 7. Open above 7.
Okay. 7 to the public. All right. Everybody have a good night, and we will talk to you soon. Peace.
And that's it for tonight's episode. Hope you enjoyed. The Ben Herrera and Starlito Show. A Black River Studios podcast. Thanks for watching.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you, bro.